Welcome back, guys. Today is kind of an episode I was expecting I was going to do. So just stay tuned to watch it, because I have a story to tell you. So let's just start. Hey guys, it's Megan. And if you saw my last episode of my new boyfriend, fiance, you want to call it, something happened recently, and you're thinking, something happy? No. Me and Chase have been engaged for about a month and a half. And we've been had to be quarantined because of my daughter, Sophie. And what happened was, during that time, he cheated on me. So, in this episode, I'm going to talk about what happened then and kind of what kind of went on that time. And I'm kind of doing an episode probably next week about someone that I'm kind of talking to. So, make sure you stay tuned for next week's. So, I've not been posting a lot because I've been so busy. And so upset since he's been doing this. So, it all started when I found out that my daughter Sophie, it was actually Chase's daughter, Sophie had this condition that if you get it, it's really contagious, and you can get really fast. You can get it really fast, and they said that we have to quarantine. And during that time, because he quarantined too, because Chase was seeing her every time we were together. And what happened was he was at a hotel that time, and one of his friends came over, and he brought this girl named Miranda. And, he actually left them two alone, and he slept with her, and he got her pregnant. And when I found out over the phone, and that was like after a week or two after it happened, and that next 2 days after they did it, she found out she was pregnant. And when I found out, I was so upset at Chase, because it's hard, because you think, I would have been together forever, I couldn't have gotten married in 5 months and be happy and have fun with my life, but he had to ruin it. And it's like, you always have to ruin something when you're in a perfect relationship. And I never thought I would be in a situation where I'm going for another breakup. And I have thought about it, and I realized that sometimes you just need to forget about it. But back to the story. And when he told me, I was over the phone, we were still in quarantine. And it was actually a virus she had. And it was really contagious. And we had to wear a mask every time we go somewhere. So we were scared that I was going to get it, or someone else was going to get it. So I was in contact with Sophie, so I already knew I had it, or if you are in contact with somebody, you could have it, or you could be negative, but you still have to quarantine. And after we found that she got over the disease, it wasn't contagious anymore, she was fine, blah, blah, we didn't have to quarantine anymore. And after I found out that he cheated on me, it was really hard. I was mad at him and sad at the same time. And I didn't talk to him that whole time. When Sophie got better, I did not allow her to go see Chase. And she found out what happened. And she knew how I felt and stuff. And she realized what was going to go on. And she knew that me and Chase were going to break up. But he actually called me and asked me if I can come to the park so we could talk. And I was so mad at him and so sad, I didn't even want to go, but I said, fine. So 2 days later, we go, and I asked him, do you still want to be with me if you have a kid on the way? And he says, I want to be with you, but I can't go to Starlet and then go to here because the girl that he had the baby with, she's living in New York City, in Charlotte. So it's like, oh my goodness. And when I found out that he can't do that, and just I just want to close this chapter so I can have some courage in my life, because it's like every single day that it happens, every day that since it happened, I feel like I'm growing closer until I met this person. You wonder who that person was. Check out my next episode that will be airing, not after this episode goes up on Monday, which is tomorrow, you will get to know the person. So you will find out who this person is, so please stay tuned. So when me and Chase first got together, actually this girl, right before we started dating or anything, he was actually engaged to this girl. And how I found out who it was is I looked on her Facebook and I realized it was Sophie's mom. And they've not talked ever since she's had her, ever since he's been dating me and got engaged. And I wanted him to realize that I needed space. But he is like in the mindset of he thinks we're gonna. He was at the time when he found out it happened and stuff. He's telling me that he still wants to be with me, but when he found out she was pregnant, he was like, okay, I have to make the right decision. And I'm like, when I asked him on that date, it was on a date to me, that thing we were doing, he said that he still wants to be with me, but he knows that to have this baby and stuff, he's going to be breaking up with me. And when I found out that happened and that stuff, I knew I had to keep Sophie, or Sophie had to go back with her mom, and I realized that I think I should stay with Sophie. Because Sophie is just 6, and she'll turn 11 next month, and it's like, okay, I have to realize that you're going to have to think about what's going to happen if I'm going to let Chase come and let Miranda come. And I've told a lot of people that I have been really hurt. I was really hurt when I found out. And I was doing this quarantine, so I couldn't do anything about it. Because I felt like I didn't have any support. And I kind of realized that sometimes you have to go for those differences. And when my mom found out what happened, and my family and my brothers, they said that you can move in us, because the house we were in, because we just moved in with each other, and then when we had the quarantine, he moved to the hotel and stuff, and I was like, why did this have to happen? I know it was because of Sophie's school, so he took her out at school, and I moved it with my brothers for a while, for like 2 months, and then I moved out and got my own apartment. And it was really, really stressful that whole time. And me and Chase, when we had that closing, one time, he texted me actually, about a month or two after we officially broke up. And he asked me, can I get Sophie this weekend? And I was like, no. Because I realized that Chase can't be trusted. He's done this a lot of times with another girl. And I realized that you can't trust someone like this. So I am not gonna let him see her. So it's like I have to do this on my own. And please tell me, please, if you, because I have a video about this too on my channel. I'll link it, the show notes, and it was about it, and it was like, please, if you've had something like this, please, please tell me it's happened to you. And I've been so tough, this, and I'm it's getting to the point where he, I think what happened was he was just carried away, and he's done it to so many people. I trusted him for a while, and then now that he's like, I feel like I have had so much help ever since I found out. And I told my brothers when I moved in that they didn't have to do this, but he said, after that breakup, I know it was hard for you. And I know sometimes you have to be stronger than the other person, but me and Chase have been in this good state of mind as we've been together. And then now that he's like, we're not together anymore, I feel like, okay, I have to be the bigger person. I have to be a leader for Sophie, and I realize that you have to do that, and I am trying to be that bigger person. And me and we are living in a house, but we are moving. This is a temporary one, and until I find a school for Mackenzie, I mean for Sophie, I'll be way happier. Because ever since I met this person, you'll see who next episode. Him and I, her and I have been having this connection ever since I met her. I can't tell you yet, I'm sorry. But ever since her and I started going, not going, but like seeing, I wouldn't say, but ever since I've been going with her, she's really helped me through a lot, and I feel like I have a lot of confidence now. And when it happened, I thought I was not gonna make it, but this person helped me through it. So please, and then he texted me yes, Chase texted me yesterday, if he could come over and see, Sophie. And it's been over maybe like, it's been at least 5 to 7 months since I've, actually it's been like a year since she saw her. I guess she's scared of him, she says, of what happened. And Sophie's told me before that she didn't want to meet anyone else than me. And I realized that she really does love me. Because Miranda, that she's with now, it was hard, and I'm still trying to forget about it. And he told me that he will not do anything, and now I can't trust that because of what I've seen. Noble's good as dating him, he's done this before. And he said that he would have left her to be with me. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm keeping Sophie for a long time, and you're not gonna be able to see her, because I know how you are. Because I've seen a lot of people tell me that you are in trouble, and I can't trust you. And he wish, I know he doesn't. I wish he. And I think he's realized that now that, realized now that, it's real. He's still not getting over that, because I know he still wants to see his daughter, but why do you do that to him? Because something happened the first time they had, before I ever met him or anything, about Sophie. And I realized I found that out, and I know that I can't trust them anymore. So, well, I'm not trusting him right now. So, and he's like, "Cause you can trust me." And I'm like, "What did you do for? What did you? Cause he did a lot of good. To stay with that girl, he did a lot for it." And I told him that if you want to see your daughter again, you have to get out of, because right now he was arrested for crystal violence, whatever you call it, and he's been in jail for 7 months, and he's not been able to see service and been able to see Miranda, and I know, and well, when he texted me the other day, was on the phone. He actually called me. And he asked, "Can you come?" Actually, this is what he said when he texted me and called me. He says, "Can you bring Sophie to jail so I can see her?" And I was like, "No, I'm not bringing her to a jail because she is 6. She just turned 6. And I can't trust you." So I decided that I decided to keep him out of her life, and really happy that she was, because ever since she was really, really tense when Chase was around, and I think ever since Chase has not been around her, I think she's actually bubbling up and being her own person, because she knows I'm going to be there for her, because when it was just him and her, he was really not really with her. He would be with another girl. He would go see another girl when he was with Miranda after they broke up. He would leave in the middle of the night, and she wouldn't. She'll wake up in the morning, and she couldn't find her dad. And I feel like that's not fair to. And at this time, she was 2. And she still remembers it. I know she remembers it because she actually physically told me. So it was like, okay, you have to. I'm trying to be the bigger person. So I'm trying to be like, okay, you're good. You can handle it. And I've tried to tell her that you're the bigger person and you've been doing good. And she actually takes my advice and she's trying to be the bigger person. And she's realized now, ever since. Ever since we broke up and stuff, she's realized that she knows what he's capable of and stuff, and that's kind of how he came up in jail. And I realized that sometimes you can't be with a guy or you can't trust a guy, and that's what happened with me and him. And it was really hard on me to tell her that, because I had to tell her after it happened that she was like the one. We had to tell her, actually, it was just me because she already was already in jail at that time. I had to tell her about it, and she was crying every time. When I told her, when Chase and I broke up, I had to tell Sophie. She was the last one I had to tell, and I knew she was gonna be sad. Like every day since that day, well, not every day, but the first couple of days she was crying. Mostly, I felt so bad for her because that was her dad, and I felt like I had to do something about it, so I moved her from that school we were in to another school. She's loving that school. Well, I'm actually homeschooling her, but she goes to a toil every day, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I have 2 services, and so she's with me. So she's 3 days a week at a school, I've been 2 days a week with me. So she's really enjoying it, and I think she's realizing that she's really happy, and I'm really glad she's happy because when Chase and I were first going out, she didn't feel like herself and stuff. And it was like she knew how to cope, but she knew that she had to do something about how to tell him that she didn't want to, because she told me when we broke up that that he has been bad to me, and she explained it to me, and now that gave me really bad instincts, and I knew after she told me about what happened with him, with her, I was like, okay, you're not going to be able to see him for a while. And she was happy for that because she knew that this was going to keep her safe. So, that's pretty much it, guys. And make sure you listen to next week's video, because you're learning a special person that I've been telling you, not really talking about, but you have to wait until next week. So please stay tuned until next week. And that is all for today. I hope you have a great day, guys. Bye.